Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. And really, seriously, I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I'd like to say. You know, Christmas. Just around the corner. Christmas is, you know, a big deal. I mean, for some of us, anyway. Right? And even those who don't believe in God, even those who don't believe in the true miracle of Christmas as we see it, get a different sense of joy and happiness during the Christmas season, right? Why it is, gotta ask, why is it that those who are miserable during that season don't want us to be happy? Come on, you know what I'm talking about. They gotta attack every place you see the tree, they gotta attack it. Because you can't have a tree up, that's a religious thing. You know, you can't be next to the city, near a school. Those poor kids might see it. And they might get unhappy because, you know, Jesus died on the cross and was born on that day. You know, they might have all those thoughts in their head. God forbid. Really. I'm reading these stories now that are cropping up all over the place. And a good portion of them over the stupidity of you being worried that young kids are going to be influenced at Christmas time. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged, right? Seriously. Joe Biden even got into the, well, I guess Joe and Hunter Biden got into the quote-unquote Christmas spirit. They went shopping. Don't you love it? I know. I find all this amazing. Hunter went shopping with Daddy Joe. Now, he defied a congressional subpoena the other day, right? Remember that? Did you catch that? And even after defying the subpoena, the beauty behind all of this is that didn't Daddy Joe once say that if you when he was aiming it at the Republicans, and I guess the J6ers, if you don't show up for a subpoena, or if you're subpoenaed and you don't show up, you need to go to jail. You need to be arrested. And here the president is walking around with somebody he said needs to be arrested. Again, for those of you who are, you know, I know some of you trolls listen to the show. I would love it if you would call in someday and explain to me why it's okay for one group and not the other. I won't even say why it's okay for the, I don't know, I'm trying to be nice about it. Why is it okay for one group of political people not to be held to the letter of the law, but the other group of the people, they're not only held to the letter, but even the letter as is made up as they go along to try to nail these people. Right? Hunter was photographed wandering around, and I do mean wandering, you know, when you're next to Joe Biden, in Delaware with his father while they were shopping. This is days after he defied that congressional subpoena to attend a closed-door deposition. Now, Hunter and the president together, well, they got the money. Maybe they bought it. I don't know. Visited a jewelry store. Hours earlier, they were spotted at St. Joseph's on Brandywine, the Roman Catholic Church in Wilmington. The president's son faces heavy criticism and calls to be held in contempt of Congress. Now, remember, Trump's kids were called out simply, I think his daughter was called out for mentioning some product that she owns. Mentioned. Didn't tell people to go buy it or anything, which is against the law when you're in office like that. Right? Now, he defied a lawful subpoena. He said, we'll now investigate this, according to James Comer. We'll now initiate contempt of Congress proceedings. Now, who carries those out? Anybody know? Yeah, Department of Justice. They're going nowhere. House Oversight and Accountability Chairman James Comer and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio said in a joint statement of December 13th, will not provide special treatment because his last name is Biden. No, actually, you should be a tad tougher on him. Right? They're, as we've been told over and over and over again, they're held to a higher standard. Well, that's what, when Trump was president, that's what they kept saying. They're held to a higher standard. As our committees were today prepared to depose Hunter Biden, he chose to make a public statement on Capitol Hill instead. Right? Joe Biden was not financially involved in his family's business, according to Hunter. Exactly how was... Now, it went from not being involved at all to not being financially involved. Which is it? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 on Real Joe. 855. That's 732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the way we all win. I mean, I don't keep saying that because it's true. We win when we all come together. We win when we all decide that we're going to fight back, push back, and make a difference. Let me bring her on because I always have so much fun when she's on me. Kimberly Moran joins me. I always appreciate her time with me. And Kimberly, I don't know if you can see or if you saw, I got a nice little Christmassy thing behind. I feel like I'm in New Hampshire. I got the snow going on outside New Hampshire. You know, as I said that, the fireplace, the tree. We went to New Hampshire for the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Did you hear anything I said? Do you care about what I said? I guess that's the next question. I think she hung up on herself. All right. Well, she'll be back. I'm sure. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Right? I mean, seriously, people. Get involved and get engaged. Check out what's going on around you. And I love it. Let me get back to my story about Hunter Biden. He's so much fun. Well, actually, he's so much fun to talk about. That's the other side of it, right? And I will bet you, knowing how things go there, I'll bet you she lost everything. She probably lost all the power in her area. That's hilarious. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And apparently Hunter Biden, they found a way or something to come, you know, to kind of stroll, and they went jewelry shopping, you know, being the president and all that. You should have a problem with that kind of thing. Now, Hunter Biden needs to be held to the same standards as everybody else did, right? And Hunter ultimately refused to sit for the deposition. You think if a mob guy did that, they'd be allowed to be walking around? Come on, think about it, right? I mean, ultimately, they sit for the deposition. They don't want to because they really know. I mean, seriously, they really know what they're going to ask him, that he can't duck it. I mean, just imagine me. I know you can tell I got like 15 things going on in front of me. But since, in all sincerity. Now, remember, he said that his father had never been financially involved in the business. Think about that. And after he defied the subpoena, the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, she told reporters that President Bush and First Lady Jill Biden were proud of their son. Right? For totally ignoring what's going on around them. They were proud of their son for continuing to rebuild his life. And the White House has reportedly said that President Biden did nothing wrong, had no knowledge of his son's business dealing. And listen, since the crackhead, right, since the crackhead decided to open his mouth and say it, it must be true. It is true, isn't it true? No, come on, think about it, people. They're taking Hunter Biden. Well, who's there? I mean, I'm sounding kind of foolish right now. I'm sorry. Who is them? Right? For all intents and purposes, who is them? Even the mobsters are sitting around scratching their head going, my God, I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could actually get away with this. I mean, God bless. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That, again, as I always say it every single day, that's how we win. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, look at it. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save. You know what? You still almost have time. That's why I said that. You still almost have time. And Mike Lindell, obviously the founder and owner of MyPillow, he said, look, he's so sure you'll love what he's got that he'll let you return the stuff into March of 2024. March of 2024. So if you hate the stuff, if you've been walking around in the slippers, right, all of that, then in March 2020, just return it. He doesn't care. No harm, no foul. Use promo code Joe at MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe at MyPillow.com. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. I'm telling you. With the pillows, the sheets, the pillowcases, all of that. Right? You'll love them. We have the sheets. We have the pillows. We have the pillowcases. I had the slippers, but apparently you're not supposed to wear them in the rain. You know what I mean? Just saying. They were so comfortable, I forgot to take them off. I go out to the mailbox. I don't go to the store with them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. The again, talking about Hunter Biden and him defying the subpoena and thinking it's okay. The White House, Jill and Joe are happy that he's continuing to rebuild his life. What do they have to do anything else? I just love how they are experts at spinning this stuff. We need to do the same thing. We need to get better at it. Senator Cardin breaks the silence after staffer allegedly fired over sex tape filmed in the hearing room. That's disgusting. I hope they fumigated the place. A social media post said that the alleged staffer worked for Senator Cardin, whose office soon after announced that the aide had been dismissed. Yeah, it was too easy. Now, Senator Ben Cardin had his broken silence. One of his staffers was fired. He said, "I was angry. I was disappointed." I mean, are these guys even paying attention to what's going on? I have to ask, are they paying attention to what's going on around them? He said, "I was angry. I was disappointed. It's a breach of trust, I tell you." Well, yeah, not much different than what you guys do to us, huh? Cardin would not name the staffer in question, only saying it was a personal issue. The Democrat senator said he was not aware of any further disciplinary issues against the staffer and hadn't spoken to him since the firing. He added the Capitol Police are investigating the incident as we speak. And I always appreciate, I really do always appreciate the time you guys spend with us here on the air, in the chat room, being involved in the conversation. The scandal erupted Friday, last Friday. The Daily Caller published a video. Now, they blurred out some parts, but... All right, we'll see if we can get Kimberly back on the line. Show me your house. Don't go for it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden's approval rating is reaching a historic low, as indicated by a recent Monmouth University poll. Only 34% of Americans approve of his performance in the White House, while a significant 61% disapprove. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israelis' right to self-defense. However, he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip.
Hamas is still holding hostages, including American citizens. Hamas embeds itself
and hides itself behind innocent Palestinian civilians.
Pope Francis is paving the way for same-sex couples to receive blessings under specific conditions. In a landmark decision announced Monday, the Vatican stated that priests can bestow blessings on such couples as long as it is not a part of a regular church ritual. Dave Collins, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe, this is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. You know, I hate to do this because it's kind of like challenging them. You know what I'm saying? But the, the lefty gremlins can't keep us down. We got Kimberly Bruin back on, and she apparently lives in the upper north of Venezuela, because here in California, we lose our internet and power on a fairly regular basis. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we the internet goes down, and not as much as lately as the electricity. It goes down for a couple hours here and there. And we're in California, people, right? The hub of technology, where we're supposed to be fine with everything. And, you know, they want you to get solar panels on your house, backup batteries. You know, Kimberly Moran, think about something. They're asking you to get solar panels. They're asking you to get these batteries that attach to the side of your house. Isn't all this stuff, doesn't it also cause all kinds of damage to the earth when you're digging for the, you know, for the lithium battery stuff and the solar panels and everything else?
Oh, the mining for that just destroys everything. It's it's horrifying. And then when you are done with your solar panels or those stupid wind turbines that are absolutely useless, where are you putting them? They don't just disappear. They've got to be put somewhere. And that's destroying, that harms the earth as well.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I saw when I say documentary, it was a 10-minute video on how they try to get rid of those blades and all that other stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
from the wind turbines. And they it's not like they disintegrate into the ground. You can't do much with them.
Right.
So,
right.
It's right there, right in front of your face. Also, I hear that it's now okay to start filming, you know, sex scenes in the the Senate, in the hearing rooms. I mean,
I heard about that.
You what?
I did hear about that. Well, I don't know. It's one thing to do it, but it's a completely another thing to actually film it, and then you get bagged for filming it.
They filmed it, and they put it up on some kind of porn site or something, right?
Oh, God.
How stupid can you be? Shoot a picture of the room. I think you've heard of green screen, right? I mean,
yeah.
That's really something you want to do. Whatever. Anyhow, just a mere fact, wasn't Biden going to bring back a decorum and civility to the White House and to the you know, government?
He can't really, because he's just white trash through and through. So it's kind of hard. I mean, him and his white trash wife. Did you see that dance, that weird, funky dance thing they had?
Oh.
To celebrate Christmas, that video?
Yeah, I mean, what they invite Cirque du Soleil to the White House?
Believe me, Cirque du Soleil is much classier than that. I'm all for, like, doing fun things and you know me, I love musicals and all that stuff, but that was just weird. And the fact that these people are hardcore Marxists who basically hate America, what made it even worse? And our taxpayer dollars had to pay, you know, pay money to these people. So that's what made it even worse.
Oh, yeah, that whole group was anti-American and, right? And you brought them in anyhow. I mean, this is why there's no way, as much as I don't like the guy, when you start seeing everything, was it Easter where they had the transgender guys or people there on site?
Yeah.
And one dropped a shirt. Actually, three people dropped their shirt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. How does that bring civility and decorum and class back to the White House?
Biden never had decorum. That's the thing that everybody seems to forget. He never did. He was always been a dirtbag his whole life. It's just now he's a dirtbag with dementia.
Yep.
Like, he's always been that way. And people, I don't know, they painted this picture of him as being this really nice, good guy. And he's never been a nice, good guy, ever.
No, and he knows. I mean, top it off, he's always been a racist. He's always been an outspoken racist. There's no way around it. There were hours and hours and hours of this stuff, tape on this stuff, and people still elected him. Well,
right. Kinda. Well, yeah. do you remember, just like with Obama, the media hid everything. Mm-hmm. Anything that they didn't want you to know about Biden and Obama, they hid. Because that's how they roll. And then they made up lies, actual lies about Trump. So there you go. That's the lesson of a nutshell. They just lie, and enough people believe them.
Oh, yeah. Nancy Pelosi said it, so it's not a Joe Messina thing. But Nancy Pelosi said it when she said, you know, the problem we have now. Now, remember when they used to call them blue-collar workers, right?
Yeah.
Well, Nancy Pelosi came out once, and she said they were low information, but we have a problem with our low information vote. She actually dropped the term blue-collar workers. And I said, that should tell you tonnage about how she feels now, you know?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Well, she's an elitist, so most of them feel that same way. You know, working in middle classes are just useful idiots if they vote for them. Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's just gotten worse and worse.
You know, don't you love these people? I don't know if you saw it again. LeBron James would not stand up for the national anthem and what have you, and how bad this country is and how racist it is. I'm thinking to myself, doesn't he make a boatload of money in the NBA? I mean, again,
he's a billionaire.
Yeah,
I think he's a billionaire.
I'm amazed.
America is such a bad country, and he's had it so rough. He's a black man who's a billionaire. Yep. Okay. LeBron, dirtbag. Another dirtbag.
Well, yeah. And why do we have the problem we have at the border if this is such a terrible country, such a racist country? Why would they want to come here from all over the planet? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just, I'm sorry. I can't stand it anymore. These people they don't stop. I don't know if they play to the lowest common denominator in their party, that they really get people to buy into this kind of thing.
People do. So, they do.
You're right. Thanks for making my day. I really appreciate that. Anyhow.
Sorry. That's exactly what they do.
Oh, God. Then I was talking, before we got cut off, we were going to talk about Hunter Biden getting... now, remember, Joe Biden... When, you know, people in the Trump administration were pushing back on showing up for these subpoenas, Biden said they should be thrown in jail. Once you get a subpoena, it's got power, it's got weight, they need you to go in, they need to, and all of a sudden, his son does the same thing, blows it off the day he's supposed to be there, and what happens? I mean, seriously, they go shopping on Monday in Delaware for jewelry. I mean, think about that.
Sure.
For jewelry.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, only in America. Come on.
Seriously. We live, did you see Idiocracy yet?
No. I'll watch it over the holiday. I know you keep telling me, but I'm afraid to watch it.
No, you're living it, so you might as well see a movie about it. It's that dumb.
Wow.
But it's today, what we're living in.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I don't even, again, until we get the, this is my personal opinion, until we fix the education system, until we actually start educating our kids, this is all for naught. We can scream and yell at the top of our lungs. We were talking during the break about the Arlington Cemetery statue. All right? They're going to rip that down. For what reason?
Right. I mean, and Arlington Cemetery even has explains exactly why it's important to have that statue there still and explain the history and explain the different aspects of it and how, we became a better country after that. I mean, 700,000 people, Americans, lost their lives over that. So that's a lot of people, especially way back then when there wasn't as many here as there is now.
See, I don't think they're trying to erase the memory of the Civil War from a standpoint of they don't want black folks to feel bad. I think they want to get it to the point where you don't remember that hundreds of thousands of white folks also died fighting for the freedom of the slaves.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one ever talks about that. There's a lot of things they never talk when they talk about the truth about slavery. Like, there were black plantation owners who owned slaves. It was black African tribes who were selling slaves. And slavery still goes on today. There is much bigger in other parts of the world than it ever was in the United States.
You mean America never didn't start it? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Seed, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5567. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of just be part of the conversation. But be informed. Okay? Make sure that you got the information. Don't be one of those people that spew stuff out because you saw it fly by your phone or it was only on the last tweet that you saw or whatever. Make sure you have a clue to what's going on. I mean, seriously. All right, let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does pretty much every week, and now coming into the holiday season, I call it the Christmas and holiday season. And Kimberly, always always fun to have you on. But, you know, we were talking about the statue being removed. And it was one of many. And it's, I was talking to you during the break, and I just said, look, I think the reason they're pulling down these statues, they're killing some of this history, it's not because they want to make it right. It's because you can't keep screaming white supremacy when you can prove that there were many, 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 many white folks that fought to not just to free the slaves, not just for that, but for other things, other social issues, if you would, throughout the decades.
Hundreds of thousands, millions over the years, yes. No, they need to keep the division going. They can't have people unite. You know that. Like if we all were smart and united against the elitists in Congress in D.C., we'd be much better off as a country. But they don't want us to do that. So that's why they have to keep us divided based on race, class, gender, you name it, they just want to divide us on it. And it got way worse under Obama. That's when they really started dividing everyone.
Listen, he didn't just use gasoline. He used rocket fuel to reignite, all this racist communication and racist stuff going on. Just amazing. Now, people will say, well, no, he just exposed it. Really? You're serious?
No.
All these years, it was so bad that nobody knew about it.
Right.
And
all these years, it was so bad. We're such a racist country, we elected the first black president. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. I have to correct you. Half black.
Half black, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. People don't get it because people are too, they don't care. They don't pay attention. Whatever news they see is social media, and they don't bother to verify if something's true or God only knows what they're seeing. I mean, I see lies spewed out by the left every single day on social media. My algorithms are unhinged on Twitter because I comment on lies that especially gun control crap people make. I comment with the truth all the time. So I get my feed is a lot of left-wing stuff.
There are things. Tam and I were talking about some stuff over the weekend. And starting late Sunday afternoon, she started getting ads for the things that we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when they tell you it's not listening to you, it's not how it works, and you have bull puckies. Because we weren't talking to anybody. She wasn't searching. The phone was just simply sitting on the table.
The same thing happened when I was in Vegas. A group of us were talking about a certain thing. The next day I got ads for it. Never searched nothing. No Googling, nothing. So, yeah, of course.
Yeah. I just never stopped. All right. Let's just talk about some generic stuff, like the stuff that I love so much, which is President Biden is, would you agree that Israel is basically in a war with Hamas? A war for their lives, really, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's telling them they have to be more careful. They have to be more cautious. They want continued help from the U.S., they have to, be selective in how they do their bombing and such.
Recall them telling Ukraine to be more careful.
Nope.
And because it's a lot of Russian separatists who are in that region who want to be part of Russia, but I don't hear the U.S. saying, make sure you don't kill the civilians. Make sure you be careful. I never hear that.
And you won't.
Nope.
You won't because, again, I want to go back to, we know they hate Israel. Well, look, they hate us. So,
right.
Of course, they hate Israel. You heard what they did to show you how bad education is or how good a liar they are or whatever. But, you heard members of the squad saying that Israel wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the U.S. And I'm thinking, really? Did you really
what?
Just say that?
Oh, my God. See, members of Congress don't know history or they know it and they just lie about it. Because there's so many on the left who hate Israel, and it's been like that for a long time, they've just been more vocal about it over the past, like, maybe 10 years, I think, with the BDS crap, boycott Israel. And they are always on the left. Always. The people who are anti-Semites, anti-Israel, are usually always on the left. I'm sure there's some that are, extremists on the right that are like that, but they are always from the left, and I don't understand why Democrats don't do anything about that.
Well, elected Democrat Jews are against it.
Right. Yeah. It's wild. It's wild.
Drives me crazy that. And I say it all the time. I said, if you Jews keep voting for these people and then you get screwed, why do I have to feel bad?
I don't. We've known since Obama. That's when we really saw the anti-Semitism honestly come out. Is when I actually noticed it a lot more. And I asked the question years and years ago. I ask it all the time. I don't understand why anybody who's Jewish votes Democrat. I'll never get it.
Black. Asian. I mean, they, again, they're totally against you. They see you as a voting mechanism. They do not see you as a human being. They do not see you as somebody they can genuinely, from the heart, do something good for. There's not even close.
Oh, well, let's face it. The left hates all of us. I think I told you last time I was on the show, or I can't remember now. Time is just flying. I started reading The Naked Communist on all the flights I've been on. And it really shows you how bad commies are. And I don't know what makes these communists in 2023 think they're any better, because it's always going to be the same.
I always love when they say, you know, things like you're a Christian. You know how many, and you keep defending religion. You know how many people were killed in the name of God? I said, well, yeah, there's a lot of idiots out there pushing it, but do you understand that hundreds of millions more were killed in the name of communism?
Yep.
Do your homework. You can blame us for killing. Yeah, I got it. There were some idiot zealots out there, but communism has killed hundreds of millions of people. And,
right.
You know, get it straight. Anyhow, I don't know.
And at least Christians moved beyond the witch hunts and heretics and all that stuff,
true.
Right?
Yep.
They were, obviously. Communists have not. The end still justifies the means for them. They still murder people and they still starve people, whatever, if you don't obey or if it helps their cause.
Yeah, obey is right.
So communists never changed. because they're so primitive. I mean, it's primitive. That's why the left likes to call themselves progressive, but they're really, truly the most regressive party in this country.
Oh, yeah. No question.
And,
all right. You're a Christmas tree lover, right? I mean, obviously. Yeah. What do you have, like 7 or 8 of them in the house? Something like that?
Seven.
Wow.
Seven.
My God. You and Melania Trump will get along great. Anyhow. So apparently there was a bunch of climate activists in Germany that decided to go around and start, you know, spray painting these Christmas trees green, I mean orange, totally against you cutting down Christmas trees. They think it's the worst thing. It hurts the ecosystem. I mean, you can't have anything nice with these people, right? I mean, these are the same people going into the museums, the art museums.
And destroying things.
Right,
Sitting in the road so you can't get to work or the hospital or whatever. They just need to be all sent to an island of misfit toys and just stay there.
I agree with you.
They're morons, number one. They're morons. Number two, thankfully, I've seen it grow over the past 10 years, how much people don't believe them anymore and just think they're a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
That's a good thing.
That and the COVID stuff, and you know, you're having more and more elected officials speak out and say, look, this was all a hoax. The numbers didn't bear out. This didn't happen. That didn't. I mean, a little late, but now you're building up that side of it. And if you try to do it again, I'm believing and hoping for civil unrest. I don't want any deaths from it or anything like that, but it's time we just look at them and go, you know what? Go pound sand, take it somewhere else.
You know, and that's the hard part, because people saw what happened with civil unrest last time. There was civil unrest last time, just not enough people, I don't think. But there was civil unrest, and look what happened in places like Canada. I mean, they shut them down. They took their money, their bank accounts over.
Locked it down. Yep.
Yeah. That was literally peaceful civil unrest. That's exactly what you're supposed to be able to do.
Yeah.
And they treated them as if Canada was already a communist country.
Gotta go. Joe Messina, your host, Kimberly Marin. Thanks for joining me like you always do. And we'll catch a little glimpse of you.